Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What's become a familiar story in some Boston neighborhoods is witness intimidation, with many people afraid to come forward and juries often skeptical of law enforcement. Several criminal cases fail and murders go unsolved. WBUR's David Boeri has been observing one trial that highlights some of these issues, the case of Cedric Steele. In the 3 years since Steele was murdered, there have been three trials.
In the first row of courtroom 806 in Suffolk Superior Court sits the mother of Cedric Steele. She's hearing the account of her son's savage execution for the third time. Her hope for justice rests on the shoulders of a 21-year-old woman on the witness stand, LaToya Thomas Dixon. Thomas Dixon is the key witness against the two defendants. But she's also an example of why Suffolk County has trouble prosecuting defendants in cases of black-on-black violence.
What is the reason that you told the lie in March of 2010?
That was the question from Suffolk County Assistant District Attorney Josh Wall. Why did you lie? And it's the key question here, because in either the first trial or the second, LaToya Thomas Dixon was surely lying. At the first trial, she testified she and the two defendants were at the scene of the murder in Roxbury in 2007. But at the second trial, she testified she and the defendants weren't there at all, but far away in the town of Webster.
And so you said that in front of the jury, correct?
Yes.
And was that true or false?
That was a lie.
A lie. So here in the third trial, LaToya Thomas Dixon was stating she'd told the truth in the first trial, but lied in the second. But why had she lied? Out of fear of her boyfriend, she said. He's one of the defendants.
I also received a phone call saying that if I don't change my story, that they were going to kill my mother and they were sitting outside my house where I was moved to.
They threatened to kill her mother. And she said, in letters and calls from jail, her boyfriend threatened her, too.
And what threat does he make to you if you don't keep your mouth closed?
Did
he'll f*** you up?
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
It means he's going to me up.
And what does that mean?
Violence.
Objection, will you strike?
LaToya Thomas Dixon's new commitment to telling the truth on the stand, if in fact she is telling the truth, has to do with a tactic employed by prosecutors after the last trial, when they indicted her for perjury. Jailed on a $500,000 bail, she pled guilty just last week.
And why did you plead guilty to your perjury charge?
Because I was guilty.
But she won't be sentenced until after this trial, which prompted this from defense attorney Barry Wilson.
The same people that indicted you are the same people who make a recommendation to the judge when you get sentenced, right?
Yes.
And since the prosecution could recommend a sentence of up to life in prison, Wilson suggested she'd say anything now to get a better deal. She was singing for her supper. Practically lost in the details, the transcripts from grand juries and previous trials, was Cedric Steele himself, the son of the mother sitting in the first row. Cedric was a college honor student, unconnected to the defendants or to any gangs. The only role he played in his own murder was to be on the street outside his car. Yesterday, Thomas Dixon testified that on the day Steele was murdered, she was riding with her boyfriend and the alleged shooter when they went in search of somebody, anybody, to shoot in the neighborhood of a rival gang. Prosecutor Josh Wall.
How many shots do you think he fired at this innocent young man? One, two, three, eight. Eight shots.
3 years and three trials later, the prosecution is still struggling to make its case. By the end of yesterday, even with a testimony about the threats to her and her family, LaToya Thomas Dixon had become a less sympathetic figure. She was alternately combative and sullen with defense attorneys, seemingly unrepentant for ever lying, and she added testimony never heard in the first or second trials.
You told them you never go in this area?
Yeah, and I lied.
Over and over again, Thomas Dixon tossed off questions from the defense attorneys about the shower of lies in her previous testimony.
Yeah, and I lied about that, too.
You lied. It's all a lie. Is that what you say?
Even with her open admission to lying at the last trial, her guilty plea to perjury just last week, and her new cooperation with the prosecution, LaToya Thomas Dixon personifies the acute problem for Suffolk County prosecutors.
You said you lied.
Yeah.
You said you were never there.
Yeah, that was all a lie. Yeah, that was a lie, too.
Getting witnesses both to testify and to testify truthfully may be challenging, but the problem of undoing the lies, like undoing the intimidation by gang members, seems overwhelming. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.